Well, long last fall, I was going down to the county seat to send for it. That's poor Jim Lawson, but he must go along. He said maybe he could get a job being a witness, seeing as how I was on the jury. Well, we got down there, and I said, Jim, where are we going to stop? I ain't been down to the seat for so long, I don't know none of the taverns. And Jim said, well, I got a friend over here. He's got a hotel. His name is Buck. Let's go over to the Buck House and stop. So him was just crazy to get into the Bug House. Well, we went over there, and he introduced me to Mr. Bug and Lady Bug and all of the little bugs. And they took us upstairs and showed us into a room. Him got to looking around. That's a pretty good bed, Bug. Well, then we went down to supper, and Jim got to eat, and he said, I'm a little hungry. I'll have another potato, Bug. And I said, I'm a little thirsty. You can give me a glass of water, Bug. Well, after supper, Bug was out in the backyard chopping up some kindling for the next morning, and up come a thunderstorm, and Jim went out. He says, I guess you better come in the house or you'll get struck by lightning, Bug. Well, he took the little Bug kid and come into the house, and we was all sucking around talking. Jim says, I guess this is the worst thunderstorm we've had since last June, Bug. Well, we all got ready, went upstairs, and I heard a noise out in the hall, and I looked out, and by guys, there was a hired gal, a kissing Bug. Well, I just felt the conclusion he was a pretty fly, old Bug. And the next morning, I went over to the house, and they wouldn't let me serve on the jury. They said they heard I had just got out of the Bug House. Well, I went back to get Jim, the constable. He said Jim had been drinking a lot of Bug juice and fucking up and acting out and carrying on, and he guessed, well, guys, they'd keep him in the Bug House.